For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown enters week three once again, the president met with congressional leaders and also again, no end to the stalemate.
We mentioned the price that we want $5.6 billion very strongly because numbers are thrown around, 1.6, 2.1, 2.5. This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security.
Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Services are being withheld from the American people. Paychecks are being withheld from people who serve the needs of the American people. And our border security will suffer if we do not resolve this issue.
There is an agreement with the Democratic leaders who have their staffs working through the weekend to figure out a way to end the standoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Dozens of U.S. troops have been deployed to Africa. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The first of 80 U.S. members of the military are deployed to the African country of Gabon on standby to protect U.S. citizens and diplomatic facilities in neighboring Congo. President Trump says additional forces may be needed. There are concerns violent protests may erupt in Congo over their disputed election on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Two congressmen, Brad Sherman of California and Al Green of Texas, introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump on the first day of the new Congress. During a lengthy presidential news conference about government funding and security, President Trump was asked about any impeachment worries.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job. That's the way I view it. I've probably done more in the first 2 years than any president, any administration in the history of our country.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former NBA superstar is saying he'll pay part of the cost for a little girl's funeral in Texas. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Shaquille O'Neal is helping to pay the funeral costs for the 7-year-old girl who was killed in a drive-by shooting in Houston recently. The NBA star and a Houston police officer presented a cashier's check to cover the cost of Jasmine Barnes' funeral next week. O'Neal and Officer Kenneth Miles say they're doing it to help ease the pain of the Barnes family. Houston Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins says he'll also be chipping in. The little girl was killed in a drive-by shooting on Sunday. The suspect remains on the loose. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pew Research Center has released the results of the religious composition of the new 116th Congress. John Clemens reports.
That composition includes the first two Muslim women ever to serve in the House of Representatives. According to Pew researcher Alexandra Sandstrom, the new Congress showed a decline of Christians from 91 to 88%. She was also surprised by those who refused to state their religious affiliation or lack thereof.
I am really interested in the share of people who declined to specify their religious affiliation. That number is up 8 seats this Congress.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.